episode of Finding Fairways was pre-recorded and a production of Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Good morning, Michigan golfers. Today we have a grab bag of golf topics, the acquisition of a new golf course by Shanty Creek. We'll check in with J.R. Roth and my buddy Mark Thomas, who is the COO of the World Amateur Golf Championship and an event coming up here in Gaylord that you can play in. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with my good friend Mark Thomas, who is the director of the Great Lakes region for the World Amateur Golfers Championship. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Jerry, how are you?
Great. I'm glad we finally got you on the air about this. You and I have been talking about the World Amateur Golf Championship for a couple of years now. And now that we got the opportunity to bring one of the events here to Northern Michigan, I'm excited to have you tell our listeners about the WAGC.
Well, Jerry, you're not half as excited as I am. I am thrilled to be coming up north. As you and most of your listeners know, Michigan is one of the meccas for golf courses, and for us to be bringing a qualifier for amateur golfers to Northern Michigan is absolutely a thrill.
Now, I know a little bit about this because you and I have been friends for longer than I care to talk about, but tell our listeners who don't know what the World Amateur Golfers Championship is all about.
Sure. The WAGC is the most prestigious amateur golf tour in the world. How can we say that? Well, we are located in 40 countries. Amateurs throughout 40 countries participate in a golf league tour event, if you will, hoping for the rights to represent their country at the World Amateur Golfers Championship. The United States will send a five-person team this October to the World Finals in Cancun, Mexico. And so golfers will have the right to represent their country in a golfing event. There's no other golf tour, golf league that offers that. And I'm just thrilled to death to be able to offer that to amateur golfers. I'm a three-time Team USA member. I made the team in 2011 when the World Finals were in South Africa. I made the team in 2015 when the World Finals was in Turkey. And I made the team in 2019 when the World Finals was in Borneo, Malaysia. And so now...
Wow.
As a
there's some incredible destinations there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled to now. I don't play anymore, or at least I don't compete on the tour anymore. But it's become my mission to give amateur golfers the experience that I had, to put the American flag on your chest or on your sleeve and represent this great country of ours in a great sport like golf. And it's just an unbelievable opportunity.
So the Great Lakes region is going to host how many qualifiers?
Well, the Great Lakes region covers Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana.
Right.
I will also step into Illinois and Pennsylvania and maybe have a one-day event. But those three states, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, makes up the Great Lakes region. We've already done the Indiana swing. In fact, we had the pleasure of being invited to play French Lick in French Lick, Indiana. That was a thrill. We are now moving to the Ohio swing, and then we'll come to Michigan on the 22nd of May at the Gaylord, formerly Country Club, now Gaylord Golf Club, for a one-day qualifier. Absolutely looking forward to that. And there'll be three more qualifiers in Michigan before we head to San Antonio, Texas, for the U.S. Nationals. The only way to make the U.S. team is at the U.S. Nationals, but you've got to qualify to get to the Nationals first. And so that, for Michigan amateur golfers, that will start May 22nd, 12 noon, at the Gaylord Golf Club. This is the Snuff Camp Golf Classic, and we hope to do it every year up in the Gaylord area.
And how you qualify is by how you place in the various qualifying events that you'll have in the state, correct?
Yeah, well, let me just give you a little more information on that.
Okay.
You play in qualifiers to gain points. Someone from Michigan, from the Great Lakes region, will go on a free exemption at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points, similar to the FedEx points that you see and hear about on the PGA Tour, whoever has the most points at the end of the regular season will go to the U.S. Nationals on a free exemption. Doesn't mean that if you're not the points winner, you can't go to the Nationals. It just means you get a free exemption. If you play in three events anywhere in the country, those three events will qualify you to get an invitation to the U.S. Nationals. You'll just have to pay the $599 entry fee. The other thing that you've got to keep in mind is that you've got to have a verifiable handicap, either through GEN or GAM or through your golf league even. You must have a verifiable handicap.
Right.
And that's how you get in.
Because this is flighted. So it's a net as opposed to gross tournament, right?
Absolutely. It's a net flighted event. And so at local events, it's a net event. When you get to the U.S. Nationals, that's a flighted event. So you're only competing with people of your same skill level.
Right.
So if you are a scratch player, you're in flight one and you're playing against players between a 1 and a 5, or in flight 2, between a 5 and a 10, and flight 3, a 10 to a 15, and so forth.
Sure.
But the highest you can have is a 25 handicap.
The opportunities, especially for those golfers who really want to compete in something meaningful. I mean, it's one thing to play in, you know, in your club championship or your member guest or whatever weekly league you're in. But to play in a verified tournament, and I've seen how you come out to a different golf course and run the qualifier, it really feels like a professional tournament. So kudos to you guys for creating that entire atmosphere and a competitive environment.
Well, thank you, Jerry. You know, and I can't take credit. Spen Tuma, who founded this organization 27 years ago, God rest his soul, he was an Olympian from Sweden and had this dream that amateur golfers should have the right to represent their country. And so he invented this great platform for amateurs. And I so wish that amateurs would take advantage of it. It's an unbelievable feeling. Let me just tell you, when you watch the Olympics and the United States come into the arena, we do the same thing at the World Finals. There's an opening ceremony. Each country is introduced and brought into the room. We don't do it in a stadium, but it's done in a banquet hall where all 40 countries are represented. And let me just tell you, it is so hard not to get emotional when the United States is introduced to the crowd. I can tell you personally, you know, the tear drops out of your eye and you know that you're one of five representing these United States in this great game. It's just unbelievable. And they're individual events. So
right.
They are individual winners as well as team winners for, you know, said countries. It's just an unbelievable feeling. And like I said, it's become my mission to share with amateur golfers what I've had the opportunity to experience. It's life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the schedule, and you've got an event, the one that we're talking about at Gaylord Golf Club on May 22nd, then another one a little later on at TPC of Dearborn and at Red Run. So if folks want to play in the event that I'll be playing in at Gaylord Golf Club on May 22nd, how do they register and get into the event?
Glad you asked. Go to wagc.us. Again, that's wagc.us. Go to the Great Lakes or the Michigan Tour or region and just click on the date of the event that you're interested in. You'll see events all over the country.
Right.
But go to Michigan and specifically find the event that you want to play in. Now, we've got an event next weekend in Ohio, for an example. So let's say those three remaining events in Michigan, you can't make them, and you've got to have three events under your belt in order to get an invitation to the U.S. Nationals. You can come to Ohio, not this weekend, but next weekend. We will be at the Maui State Park Golf Course. It's unbelievable, but you've got to get those three events in. So register early, prepare yourself. I tell a lot of guys, and you brought up a good point a few minutes ago, Jerry. Guys play in skins games or they play with their buddies and they play in golf leagues and all of that's great. There are other golf tours out there, but there's no other golf tour for amateurs with this kind of carrot at the end of the stick to give you the right to represent these United States. It's just an unbelievable feeling. So feel free to also call me with any questions, concerns that you may have. If you have any trouble registering, I can be reached at 313-580-1523. Again, that's 313-580-1523. 1523.
Yeah, you've got some great locations here. Just like I said, you're going to love Gaylord Golf Club. It's so very well manicured. The greens are probably the best greens in northern Michigan. You're also going to be at TPC in Dearborn, which is, you know, the seniors had an event there many, many years. I played that golf course. It's challenging. It's beautiful. And then Red Run, one of the great traditional private golf courses in Royal Oak. So just three great opportunities in the state of Michigan. And then I see the national championship, Mark, is at La Cantera in San Antonio, which they've had PGA Tour event there for many years.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it, Jerry?
I don't think so. You guys have done a great job of spreading this out to fantastic venues. I see that the Gaylord registration is for $99. That includes your green fee and cart.
The membership for to join the tour is also $99 in addition to the $99 to play in that event.
Okay.
But the other thing that we're doing for golfers, there will be a player's welcome reception on Friday before the event at the Iron Pig Smokehouse.
Right.
And feel free to come by. Jerry, I also want to mention that the Gaylord area has a new neighbor. The Snuff Camp Automotive Group has moved into Gaylord, and we've been doing business with them for quite a while, and so we're happy to have them as the title sponsor. This is the Snuff Camp Golf Classic, and we hope to do it every year up in the Gaylord area. In the 27-year history of this tour, there's only three players to ever make the U.S. team to come out of Michigan. William Robinson out of Dearborn Heights, Mary Houck out of Canton, Michigan. You know, told you about my past history with the tour. We're the only three to ever make the U.S. team out of Michigan. And I got to tell you, I, as much as I'm proud of that, a little disappointed because, I mean, Michigan is a golf mecca, and a lot of players... as did I when I first heard about this, was skeptical. Wait a minute, this is an Olympic type event? Nah, this can't be real. And for years, I deleted the email blast that I would get about it until finally someone else told me, it's not a hoop, it's not a hoax, it's for real. I tell golfers all the time, it's a bigger stage.
Right.
You're going to be nervous. You're going to be introduced on the first tee. A lot of folks can't handle that. They're used to playing with their buddies on the same golf course, week in and week out, for a $5 skin. Well, this is so much bigger. And
yeah.
I tell you, I'm not telling you it'll be easy, but I am telling you it'll be worth it.
Well, Mark, we're going to have a little bit of blurb of this on the next couple of weeks. We highly encourage people to go to wagc.bluegolf.com and look at the schedule, register for the tour, or at least play in our event here in Gaylord, and then you can make your decision about chasing some other points and becoming part of the bigger picture. Mark Thomas from the World Amateur Golf Championships, thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways, and we'll see you at Gaylord Golf Club.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. It's time to check in with our good friends at carlsgolfland.com, and Tim Coyle's on the phone with me. Tim, usually we're talking about all the great equipment deals, clubs, balls, and that type, but you've got some big news about what goes on at the ranges at Carl's Golfland in Bloomfield Hills in Plymouth.
Yeah, so as a lot of people around the area know, in 2017, our Bloomfield location had our TrackMan range installed. It was the first facility in the country with that sort of technology incorporated. And our Plymouth location followed suit in 2019. You know, we redid all of our practice facility. They have a brand. TrackMan is a brand new app coming out. What was TrackMan app? TrackMan range. I'm sorry, is a new TrackMan all-encompassing app. They've revamped it to take the practice experience to a whole nother level. And I guess that's what we'd expect from them. But yeah, it just kind of makes the practice experience here at either one of our two store locations, you know, just that much better.
Yeah, you know, everything in golf is moving to statistics. So to find out exactly what's going on with your ball when you hit it, whether it's distance or spin, I remember when I got fit at Carl's Golfland in Bloomfield Hills and all the data that you get, now everybody that goes out to the range can get that with every practice session. It's just going to make people's games that much better.
You know, it's incredible what you can do, you know, to have that data at your fingertips and for no charge. We don't charge for it at
any of
our locations. Even when you go out to demo, Jerry, you know, our whole thing has been demos, you know, try it before you buy it. And for you to take your clubs out and to get instant information right back at your fingertips, you know, exactly plus or minus a foot for every 100 yards. You know what I mean? Every single bay has it. The only thing you need is a phone, smartphone, or an iPad, which is now compatible with the new app. So that's all you need. And you can get all the data right back. You know what clubs are working for. Or if you're just going out to practice, you know, you can dial in your distances. You know, they encourage people to, you know, select your club within the app. So you know how far you're hitting your 7-iron, how far am I hitting my 8-iron, how far am I hitting my 9-iron. You know, if the gapping's not right, well, good thing is you're at Carl's. You know, we'll get you all squared away. We can, you know, work with you if there's anything new you need. But, yeah, it's just – it's a super powerful tool. I think I was looking at the statistics the other day as well. About 50% of our range users are actually using it, you know, when they do come out to practice or, you know, demo clubs.
Yeah, it just makes Carl's the place to go when you want to practice and when you want new equipment. Tim, thanks for the update. Great job with the new TrackMan app at Carl's in Plymouth and in Bloomfield Hills.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
All right. Welcome back to Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio. And on the phone with me is Kyle Petrovich, who is a member of the Oakland University Horizon League winning golf championship team. And they just got their assignment for the regionals. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
No, it's really exciting. Kyle, I've known Kyle since he's been a very young man. And been enjoyed following your golf career, the accumulation of which was winning the Horizon League Championship. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, no. So every team in the country, their goal is to win a league championship. And that was our goal from the onset. So, you know, we headed out to Brick Boilermaker Golf Course out in West Lafayette for our Horizon League Championship. Big underdogs going into that, you know. So Wright State, the last 4 years, we have finished underdogs and runner-ups. This year we came out, played well, and we're able to get the win. Off to regionals now.
Yeah, you were just telling me a little bit about that off air. You guys are headed to New Mexico.
Yeah, no, it's a special place. 5,000-foot elevation change, so going to have to get used to that. The ball's going to be going a little further. And the warm weather, we're up in Michigan, so it's going to be a pleasure to get some sun.
Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about this. Actually, it's kind of a bracketed, flighted tournament like the NCAA basketball, isn't it?
Exact same format. So there's six regionals. Each region has about 13 to 15 teams, and they seed them 1 to 15. Seeding is somewhat irrelevant, but basically only there for pairings and for, I don't know, notoriety, I guess. But it'll be good. Be fun.
So how many players from each university get to play in the matches, Kyle?
So for most tournaments as well as regionals here, it's play five, and you bring one or two individuals. The individuals play during the regular season, and they have a chance to win the actual tournaments. For regionals, the individual is brought as a substitute. So special occasion for regionals, you're allowed to sub in your individual after any given round for bad play, XYZ, whatever reasons.
So the only one person is going to play in each match, or?
Yeah, so we have all five playing, and then you bring a sixth as an individual as a security blanket. So someone tests positive for COVID, someone's playing poorly, someone gets injured, you can put that sixth guy in the lineup and he's ready to go.
All right, so when you won the Horizon League Championship, you guys as a team had the lowest team score over the length of the tournament, correct?
Correct.
And that was five players versus five players on every other team in the Horizon League, and that's essentially the exact same way it'll be played in the regionals.
Yes, sir.
And then all the players are competing to be the lowest score across the board, so they'd be low man in the regional, or, of course, when they get to nationals, that player's going to get a hell of a lot of accolades.
Yeah, so that's actually quite interesting you mentioned that. You know, so we're on step two of our mission here. So nationals is kind of the mecca of golf, right? So you start with your league championship, but if you're not top 50, 60 team in the country, it's your only way to advance. So survive and go home.
Right.
If you're a team that's not going to make it past your regional, each regional takes a single individual not on a qualifying team to go to nationals.
Oh, cool.
So there's still incentive to play well, obviously, for your team, but individually as well.
Well, there have been a lot of interesting teams that have ended up playing in nationals. It's not always the big boys. I'm trying to remember who Patrick Reed's school is. They ended up winning the whole national championship. They weren't even seated.
That's crazy. I forgot Patrick Reed. He was...
I can't even remember what university he went to, but it's a small school. And
right.
A long, long time ago, was it Florida Southern had Lee Jansen and Rocco Mediate on the squad, and they ended up winning. You know, nobody knew who they were, but they melded a great team together, so you never know what's going to happen.
Right, right.
Or just get your putter hot at the right time, right?
Yeah, no, that's what it is. So, especially in golf, you know, I always say it's hard to go low. You're never going to walk off a golf course going low and saying you putt badly. So, I mean, the key for us and individually is you got to putt well to win anything in golf. Championship, advancing to nationals, winning a qualifier tournament, what have you, you got to putt well. That's the key. You got to get the ball in the hole.
Well, yeah, especially since it seems like all you young players now, everybody hits it super far. And so length isn't really that much of an advantage. It's your short game and, of course, who's going to make the most putts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's bombing it these days.
God, I know, and you do too. So don't sell yourself short. The I did want to talk briefly. We were you played in the Michigan Amateur Qualifier the other day?
I did. I was able to squeak out a qualifying spot for my second straight Michigan Amateur. So that'll be fun. That'll be held on the west side of the state at Cascade Hills, but in Grand Rapids. So I'm looking forward to that this summer.
Yeah, so are we seeing your performance there? And then you're playing in a great event over this weekend called the Horton Smith at Detroit Golf Club. Well, it used to be called the Horton Smith. Now it's called the Michigan Match Play.
Correct, correct. No, that'll be awesome. That's going to be my first time playing in the Michigan Medal Play, so that'll be fun. A lot of my teammates are playing, a lot of the best amateurs in the state. It'll be good competition and good preparation for regionals, so I'm excited for that as well.
Kyle, what... is this your last year playing golf at Oakland U?
This is my I'm the legendary 6-year senior is what they call it. So I ended up going to Michigan for undergrad and kind of had an itch to see where my game stands, you know. So I ended up getting a walk on spot at Oakland University. I knew the head coach there, Nick Pumford, fairly well. Took a shot on me, and here I am now. You know, so last year we didn't have a chance to compete for Horizon League Championship, my fifth year, and the NCAA extended a sixth year to all seniors who didn't get a chance to compete for a championship. So here I am.
Fantastic. And then one last thing, not to toot your own horn, but you had an interesting experience at Riviera earlier this year.
Oh my gosh, that was once in a lifetime experience, Jerry. I mean, so they had seven other teams. Each team had a PGA Tour pro and a current player and a sponsor. And, you know, anytime you get to play Riviera, it's always a treat and something special.
Well, and it was looking like you might make it in to play in the actual tournament. Unfortunately, missed a putt for a playoff on 18.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, don't remind me.
It's still an accomplishment, Kyle. I saw your name on the electronic scoreboard, and, you know, that's just something you can always take with you.
Absolutely. You hate to love to talk about it. It's one of those things where, you know, you get to a big stage like that, and it kind of it prepares you for lesser tournaments, and it kind of eases your nerves, and it's all about getting to the big stage and kind of conditioning yourself for playing with the best players in the world, to be completely honest with you.
Well, you're going to be under similar pressure as you advance to the regionals and hopefully the nationals. So, yeah, it could be end up being great practice as hopefully you as an individual and the Oakland University Grizzlies make it from regionals to nationals in this year's NCAA Golf Championship. Kyle Petrovich, best of luck to you, man. You know we're rooting for you, and can't wait to see what happens in New Mexico.
You're the man, Jerry. I appreciate you for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, and best of luck. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. back to Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Lindsay Southwell, who is the director of marketing at Shush Mountain in Shanty Creek. And Lindsay, some huge news in the Michigan golf world coming out of Shanty Creek this week.
Absolutely. Well, Shanty Creek has just purchased Hawk's Eye, which is within the footprint of Shanty Creek. So now we have 90 holes of golf within a 5-mile radius of one another.
For a very famous Northern Michigan golf resort to add another 18 holes without having to build them of the quality of Hawk's Eye is just such a tremendous move, especially in this year and the past couple years in the big boon in golf.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen a huge turnaround in just the interest of golf. And to have five courses to make a getaway for someone, our five courses offer a huge amount of variety, so you're definitely going to find what you need here at the resort, especially with the new addition of Hawk's Eye.
Yeah, now this will be accessible to resort members and locals alike. I'm assuming that the folks staying at the resort will be able to have their clubs move to Hawk's Eye just like they do Cedar River or the Arnold Palmer course. The golf infrastructure will just easily bring Hawk's Eye into the fold.
Absolutely. You can get the shuttle service to take you from one course to another. You know, if you're booking an unlimited golf package with us, you can just go from one course to the other. It really is a seamless transition. And with it being so close in proximity to all of our other courses, I think that a lot of guests who've golfed Hawk's Eye separately from us in the past will find that it will simplify their golf experience now.
Right. I know that a lot of people like to play that golf course. It's very widely heralded as one of the best courses in the state. So when you pair it with the Legend and Cedar River, it gives Shanty Creek just so much more cachet for fine golfing. Now you can come up for the whole week and play a different course every day.
Absolutely. And who doesn't want to do that?
Well, that's why you have Shanty Creek. You have all the different restaurants and dining options and all the different lodging options. It just makes for a tremendous golfing experience. I know that your clients and customers this year are going to be thrilled. You know, I was looking in the press release, and Lindsay, we've been working together here on WGRY and Finding Fairways for many years now, but I didn't know you had a Top Golf swing suite at the River Bistro.
Yes, that's a new addition. Just 2 winters ago, we added that to the mix. So you can go, you can have a great lunch. You can book if the weather's inclement and you're looking for something to do because you can't hit the course, the swing suite is a great alternative. And on top of that, we've actually added a coffee bar in our Lakeview Hotel, and it's a Starbucks facility. So it's really just a testament, the addition of this course, the Top Golf, our coffee bar are really just a testament to the good things that are happening here at the resort. It's a very exciting time at Shanty Creek.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I love the Cedar River course. It's my favorite course to play in northern Michigan. The Arnold Palmer was one of the first courses that started the whole boom here in northern Michigan. So, yeah, as long as I have you on the phone, I wanted to ask now, how many dining destinations are there throughout Shanty Creek and Shush Mountain?
Well, I would say as far as sit-down restaurants go that you'd want to go or bring your family or your group of buddies to, we have 2. But we have a lot of dining facilities across the resort. We now have 5 because of our addition of Hawk's Eye. There's a little grab-and-go restaurant for quick access when you're hitting the course there. At Shush, we have a grab-and-go option as well. And at the Legend and Summit golf courses, we have a grab-and-go facility. But the Lakeview, which I'm sure a lot of people are probably most familiar with, overlooks Lake Bel Air. It's a fantastic view for, those sunset dinners,
right,
if you will. Great way for a nightcap at the end of the night. And then the River Bistro, which has the Top Golf swing seat. That overlooks the 18th hole of Cedar River Golf Course and is a great place to watch that finishing hole.
And great barbecue there.
Yes.
And then I wanted to ask you, how many rooms do you have on premise now for your visitors for both golf and ski season?
We have about 400, but they range in variety and type. You can just have a regular guest room with your two beds, and it goes all the way up to suites and condos, several bedroom condos, and even homes that you can rent. So really, size is not an issue as far as if you want to bring a big family with you or if it's just you and your wife on a getaway. Really, we have all the sizes for you spread across the villages.
Yeah, so, and I know you get a lot of big groups for golf, you know, 25, 35 guys or gals coming up to play. The given what's going on with the state and everything else, what's going on for meetings? I know Shanty Creek used to host a lot of meetings. Are we still kind of treading water there?
A little bit with the mask requirement, but honestly, we've had groups get really creative with outdoor space and using outdoor spaces to their advantage, more so than they would have in the past. So instead of a big banquet indoors, they might spread it out a bit outside so that they can be in compliance with our regulations, but then still enjoy that social time together.
Yeah, one of the bedrocks of Shanty Creek and Shish Mountain has been the huge amount of meetings and big family reunions and everything else. And so it's good to know that those can return to the, you know, the wonderful atmosphere and service that Shanty Creek provides.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we'll all get through this like everyone else, and we're looking forward. Groups are very optimistic about coming here and meeting again, and we're obviously optimistic to have them. But in the meantime, we're very happy to help those with their smaller groups, just, you know, their group of guy buddies for a golf outing or whatever, because now we have the rooms for them.
Right.
So even though, you know, we're kind of missing our big groups, we've been able to easily fill that up with a lot of smaller trips. And so, and we're happy to host those too. We just wish we had rooms for everyone, you know?
Yeah. So all of those listening right now that are excited to golf Shanty Creek and Hawkeye, how do they start down the path to get that buddy's trip booked?
Well, they can visit our website at shantycreek.com, or they can give our reservations office a call at 800-678-4111.
Lindsay Southwell, Director of Marketing at Shanty Creek, thanks so much for joining us on Finding Fairways, and congratulations on acquiring Hawkeye. I'm excited to have that option because, as you know, I like to come out to Shanty Creek and play quite a bit, so it's just going to add to the variety of great golf at Shanty Creek.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, which is brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. The World Golfers Amateur Championship is coming to Gaylord Golf Club May 22nd. The WGAC is the most prestigious amateur golf tournament in the world, with 40 countries competing to send players to the World Championship in Cancun, Mexico in October. You earn points by competing in events like the Sneth Camp Golf Classic at Gaylord Golf Club May 22nd. Go to www.worldgolfers.com for more information or call Mark Thomas at 313-580-1523 and take your golf game to a new competitive level. Welcome back to Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. On the phone with me is J.R. Roth, one of Michigan's finest golf professionals. He's had a storied career in events and teaching. And as I was telling J.R. off air, every year for the past 3 years, I've talked to Jeff about his victory with Dan Pohl in the Pro, but Jeff, finally it came to an end. You guys couldn't get the four-peat.
The four-peat was not in the cards, so we'll have to start our streak all over next year.
I talked to Dan for a couple of minutes, you know, and Dan was coming off the back surgery. I wasn't sure how he would play, and I'm sure you had some question marks as well, and he was not very happy with his performance.
Yeah, you know, both of us struggled in spots, and it, you know, when we were bad, we were both kind of bad. Some really obvious mistakes. We ended up, I think, 5 shots short. There were way more than 5 shots there that we gave away, but it's one thing to do it, and it's another thing to talk about it. And this year we didn't do it. So you know, I take away a lot of the good things that we did do. It was good to see Dan back playing pain free, and you know, he's only going to get stronger and better. And all the surgeries he's been through in his career, I know he's kind of used to the rehab and all that, but it doesn't get any easier as you get older. And I was just happy that he was able to play with me this year. And I look forward to playing with him next year. You know, in terms of my game, I was a little disappointed with the way I played in spots. Played much better in the afternoon. But, you know, I've got some big things coming up in May and July, and so I'm looking forward to those as well as the Michigan schedule that I normally compete in.
Good. We'll ask you about those in a second, but I know one of the rounds that you played was on Stoughton Bray, which has been getting a lot of rave reviews. What did you think of the course?
Well, it, you know, literally the first time I saw it was when we played it, and so it kind of is a stark contrast in what we played on the other golf course, which is very tree-lined, very close quarters.
Right.
There's kind of like Chambers Bay. There's one tree on the golf course, and I think they probably left it there just as a monument, right? It's the type of golf course like Chambers Bay and like Arcadia, where it's best played under fast and furious conditions, where you can kind of use some of the slopes and some of the nooks and crannies to be able to work your ball off that towards the pin, or if you miss the green, you can do the same. So it had a little bit of that, but it probably didn't play as fast and furious as it was meant to be played. But,
right.
And because of that, it's one of those golf courses where you need, I think, several rounds to play it to know that if the pin's over here, you've got that slope behind or to the right. And, of course, it helps you to play the golf shot because you know kind of where to miss it and where absolutely not to miss it. But it was very cool. The one thing that Dan and I both commented on both golf courses where the elevation changes in that area. You know, I've played Battle Creek Country Club and you don't see that kind of elevation change. So the elevation changes I thought were very dramatic and a lot of fun.
Yeah, they played Stonehenge and Stoughton Bray, which is all part of the Gull Lake golf courses. And like I said, I've played Stonehenge. Kevin Frisch has told me a lot of good things about Stoughton Bray, but I hadn't made it out there and I wanted to get your opinion. You mentioned that you have a couple other events that you're adding into your schedule. What's that going to be?
So I qualified last fall in our senior club professional championship down in Florida for the senior PGA championship, which is going to be held in Tulsa at Southern Hills.
Wow. And
that's coming up last week in May.
That's so fantastic.
That'll be my ninth senior PGA and my 21st major. You know, really looking forward to doing that again. I don't know how many of those big events I've got left in the bag, but I keep plugging away and keep working at it. And who knows, maybe I've got some more.
JR, what are you, you're 65 now?
I am 63. We'll be 64 at the end of the summer.
Okay. A little bit younger than Paul.
Yeah.
The Southern Hills, I mean, what an epic golf course. From what I remember of it, it should be a course that suits your particular game pretty well.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, I played in the 94 PGA there when Nick Price won.
Right.
And I remember of all the junior PGAs I played in, that was probably the event I played the best in. I shot a couple 73s that week and missed the cut, unfortunately, by one shot. But I played some really good golf from start to finish and just was not good enough. Now, I believe I heard Gil Hance came in there and did a little restoration on it. Like, for instance, they, I think, took that 18th green and made it a little bit less slopey because with today's green speeds, of course,
right,
it gives it more pin placements, and probably cleared out some trees and opened it up a little bit. I remember it in August as being a difficult walk, so that's not going to get any easier. But so it'll be interesting to play it in May to see how different it really does play. The temperatures won't be 100 degrees. They'll
right.
probably be a little bit easier to play in. I remember it being just an unbelievably hot, muggy week, so we'll probably avoid that.
Yeah, those PGAs were always, in Southern Hills, were always really, really hot weather. Then what's the other event you're talking about?
So when I won the Michigan PGA at Flint Golf Club in 19, I got an exemption into the Rocket Mortgage for 2020.
Right.
And when COVID hit and everything kind of blew up for the tour and in other businesses, they started taking away those exemptions and giving them back to tour players, which is understandable. You know, they're out there to take care of their own. So the tour took away that exemption. The Michigan PGA, to their credit and my thanks, gave that exemption to me for 2021. So I'll be able to use that exemption. I think it's the last week in June.
It is,
Fourth
yeah.
of July weekend.
Uh-huh, it's 4th of July weekend. A golf course you know very well. Now, obviously, they've changed it. You know, it added as much length as possible to it. But again, you've got to know those greens and the contours of where and where not to hit it. So that I'm sure that's going to be a great experience for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that's a golf course where if there was a chance for me to make a cut on tour, that would be a golf course that I think I'd have a chance to make the cut. You know, whereas like the PGA last year at Harding Park, where I couldn't get to 6 par fours. And really, I know.
Yeah. No, it's understandable. Yeah, I watched that tournament. I'm, you know, I would be hitting driver 3-wood to every par four. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, and I hit driver 3-wood to 6 of those and for the most part couldn't get home. So, you know, I had to play them as par fives. And,
right.
And so it was a par 66 for me. But and I'm sure at Detroit Golf Club there'll be a hole or two where, given the conditions, maybe I just can't get there because they've lengthened holes for the tour players. But if it plays dry and if it plays kind of fast like the tour likes to play their course condition,
right?
I don't think the length of the golf course is going to be an issue. So it'll be all on me to you know, make those couple good scores to make the cut.
Well, we will check back in with you after the PGA and the Rocket Mortgage Classic and see how that experience was for you. And, of course, Jeff, you are still spending a lot of time at Boyne. How do people schedule lessons with you at the Boyne Golf Center?
So we have a scheduling platform called YouSchedule. People can find that. They can find YouSchedule and then, you know, the Boyne Golf Academy, and then they can find me as an instructor and book time with me when it's convenient for them.
J.R. Roth from Boyne Golf Academy and one of our finest players. We look forward to checking back with you later. Thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways, which is brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. We'll be back after these messages from our fine partners. It's time to check in with our good friends at Boyne Golf, and Ken Griffin is on the phone with me. Ken, we're rolling towards the full explosion of golf. What's the latest at Boyne Golf?
Well, you know, it's been a great week here. We opened the Preserve and Links courses at Bay Harbor Golf Club on Thursday, and then Friday we opened the Alpine at Boyne Mountain and the Arthur Hills course at Boyne Highlands.
You know, the best part about Boyne is, for most people, that would be all the golf courses they have, and that's about half for Boyne Golf.
Well, that will exactly take us to half. We'll have 5 open, and then the 5 remaining courses are scheduled to open next Friday on the 14th of May. You know, as well, Friday was a really good day for us. It also marked the soft opening of our 30-bay TrackMan range at Boyne Highland with a grand opening date set for May 29th. But have you ever gotten a chance to play on a TrackMan range, Jerry?
I have, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we got a chance to talk to Joe Charles and the guys from TrackMan just as they were finishing the installation. It's going to be an amazing upgrade to what's going on at the range and the golf learning facility.
Yeah, it's a great tool for somebody like you that's into stats and technically what's really happening with their swing and improvement. but it also allows novices and really even non-golfers to learn the game or just have fun playing games either with or against their friends. And it's a chance to experience part of this whole TrackMan installation for us. If somebody has access to a TrackMan simulator, we have 5 courses now on all the TrackMan simulators. So all 3 Bay Harbor courses, as well as the Arthur Hills and the Heather, are all included on TrackMan simulators.
And the other great thing that we talked about last week that I want to push out again is the unlimited golf pass that you have available right now. Tell our listeners about that, Ken.
It's a Boy Mountain specific pass, but it lets you play the Alpine and the Monument Sunday through Friday after 11 o'clock for the remainder of May and all through till the end of June. You get unlimited range access, unlimited range balls, and access to those 2 great courses, all for just $800.
It's an amazing, amazing deal for the avid golfer that can get out and play, especially during the week. Man, I would use the heck out of this if I wasn't so busy on the radio.
Yeah, well, you know, you can check out more details on that, or membership, or our courses and resorts, or to book your tee times, just go to boingolf.com.
Thanks, Ken. We'll see you on the golf course shortly.
Look forward to it, Jerry.